Welcome to the Strengthening a Palliative Approach in Long-Term Care Alliance podcast, exploring challenges and best practices in palliative care approaches for individuals in long-term care.
Jennifer Burgess is a primary health care nurse practitioner who has been caring for older adults and within the long-term care sector for 20 years. She has been a direct care provider as a charge nurse, an educator, a collaborator with community partners, and is now a nurse practitioner for the past 10 years. She has been fortunate to have many wonderful mentors in palliative care that initially sparked her interest in helping those who are approaching end of life and who are at the end of life and have kept that interest going for so long. Welcome to the podcast, Jennifer.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
I'd really like to start by talking a little bit about how you became inspired to become a nurse and a nurse practitioner. And you talked a little bit about having mentors. I wonder if you can talk a little bit about that.
I started out in long-term care as a new graduate nurse almost 20 years ago in a 192-bed home. And it was there that I had some of my first real experiences with palliative care and end-of-life care. And some of my early days of learning about palliative care were spent listening and attending rounds or lectures by Dr. Elizabeth Latimer. She was a real role model for me. And from that position, I took a clinical lead role at a different home, which was the eventual starting point for me joining long-term care outreach and doing palliative care education in our LIN at the time, which was about 7,000 square kilometers to cover.
Wow.
And after that, I went to graduate school to become a nurse practitioner. And as a new nurse practitioner, I started doing outreach for about 8 homes in my area. This was really where my eyes were opened and where I saw the scope and the variety and approach that can exist in long-term care for those who have life-limiting illnesses. So that leads me to my current role as a primary provider for one long-term care home of 128 beds, where I work alongside my other NP colleague. There are two of us at this home to provide primary holistic care to our residents here.
I wonder if you can talk a little bit about the role of a nurse practitioner, which is a bit of a different role from a nurse. And I'm not sure everybody understands the difference between the two.
A nurse practitioner has additional training. You can be a primary healthcare nurse practitioner. You can be an acute care nurse practitioner. So I'm a primary healthcare nurse practitioner. Within that certificate, I specialized in taking care of older adults. So we can diagnose illness. We can order diagnostics. We can order blood work and x-rays and CT scans and MRIs. We can refer to specialists and collaborate with the entire healthcare team. We can treat people's chronic illness. So if they have COPD or heart failure, we can treat flare-ups of those chronic illnesses. We can also order medications that help with pain, shortness of breath, anything needed to help with other symptoms as people progress closer to the end of their life.
I'd like to talk a little bit about what you feel is a great example of a palliative approach to care and long-term care.
My experience is that implementing a palliative care approach in long-term care takes a commitment to developing a really strong understanding within the entire team. The nurse practitioner is just one part of a really holistic effort to integrate the approach across the continuum of care for someone. It involves our nursing team, our dietitian, our physio, our recreation therapists, our spiritual care providers, our receptionist, our housekeepers, our maintenance department, everybody within these walls. And at the core of this effort really is communication. And this refers not only to communication amongst the team members, but also with the resident and with their family. It takes checking in with the resident, with their family, and with each other to ask, how are you doing? I think this has been shifting because the average length of stay in long-term care has been becoming shorter and shorter over the years, largely because people are living longer at home with chronic disease. When they come to long-term care now, they are much more frail. They are much closer to the end of their illness journey than they used to be when they came to long-term care. When residents move in here, we try to gain an understanding first of what they know and believe to be true about their condition. And from there, with their permission, we help them build on that understanding and their knowledge about what changes they might see in the future, helping their families prepare for that as well, and what might be their options along the way at those points along the way. And those conversations, those really, really early conversations, become our reference points as these changes start to happen. We can keep falling back to those conversations because we've already had them. And we've had them at a point where we're not in crisis and we're not worried and we're not stressed because someone's changing quickly. And we're not overcome with panic or emotion or not really understanding what's going on. So those early conversations are so, so important. So we can keep drawing on those as things change.
But if you're looking at a few days or a few weeks, like you mentioned, that must be really challenging because it's hard to get to know someone in that time period, but also they may not be in a state where they can have those conversations, right?
Absolutely. That is becoming an increasing challenge for long-term care. Because we may get somebody come through our doors and we realize, okay, like this person is likely not going to be with us for very long. And so we need to act quickly. That puts residents and families in such a difficult place because many times they don't realize that things are that far advanced.
And you mentioned, of course, a wide range of people that need to be involved or will be engaged in those conversations across the long-term care home, receptionists, maintenance, to nurses, to, you know, a physio. How do you educate that whole team to sort of be on that same path and go, okay, someone is only here for a few weeks, but, you know, we need to make this a quality experience and you know, really make sure that we have that palliative approach.
When you have the opportunity and the gift of time to get everybody on the same page, it's a lot easier. But when you need to move quickly, it can be harder to make sure that everybody is on the same page with the plan and what this person is asking from us and what their wishes and what their goals are. I think we're still learning. I think we're still working on it. I think the key continues to center around communication. You know, the palliative approach is just that. It's an approach. It's a philosophy. It starts with the resident and their family understanding the landscape of their illness and helping them understand what their options are and what their choices are. NPs can be tremendous role models for those who are working tirelessly on the front lines. We teach palliative approaches by modeling conversations, because sometimes the conversations that we need to have are not easy ones. It's not until you actually have lived experience having conversations like this and learning by watching other people have these conversations that you really start to get comfortable with them. So we teach by modeling these conversations, by helping navigate and understand changes in condition within that bigger picture. And by giving frontline team members the confidence, the language, the tools, and the understanding to be able to provide a consistent approach, despite the demands that might be placed on them day to day.
You have two nurse practitioners at your facility. Is this normal?
No,
it's not. So
that is very unusual. The ministry has been working to increase nurse practitioner presence in long-term care. They have been working at getting more positions funded for long-term care homes. I have not heard of any other homes that have two.
Wow.
But that's just through the efforts and the priority that's been placed on the role within our own organization by our administration. However, no, that's not common. Most homes have one or none, or maybe working on getting one, but don't have a funded position yet.
I've spoken with other professionals who work in long-term care who say, you know, not having the doctor there all the time makes it difficult because they don't see the progression. So having a nurse practitioner there can really help provide that extra benefit, right?
Absolutely. We have our eyes and ears on half of those residents, and it allows us to, first of all, when they move in, take a deep dive into their history to understand where they've come from, what their illness journey has looked like over the past few years, who else has been involved, talk to families about what has life been like before you came here and what are the goals. And then as things change, we can see those changes. We can identify how often these changes are happening, how frequently the changes are happening. And you know, anybody who's familiar with chronic illness trajectory, as we see changes happening more often, that frequency goes up, or maybe those flare-ups or exacerbations of chronic illness become closer together and harder to manage and harder to get over, we can proactively help guide the resident, their family, and the team through the changes that we're seeing. Again, putting these changes, these moments in time, into context. How do I map these changes out within the bigger picture, and how do we understand what's happening?
And that's a really important focus, because everyone has a lot of work to do, and it can be hard to focus on mapping out the future plan when you're so busy dealing with the day-to-day, I think.
Absolutely. And I know that for our frontline staff, they work tirelessly. They work tremendously hard. And so if myself and my NP colleague can help this piece of navigation, I think that it also helps them in their day-to-day work understand what it means when they see certain changes. They already have some sense of, okay, I know what's going on here. We knew this was coming. We're prepared for this. I'm going to pick up the phone. I'm going to have a conversation, I'm going to have a conversation with the family, but this is not a brand new conversation. It's part of a larger conversation that's been going on for months, or in some cases years, a year and a half, 2 years. So it does help take some of that navigation for as well. So it helps them in their role.
And what a calmer, more balanced quality approach to someone's end of life, as opposed to, oh, this has just happened, you know, what do we do now? And then all of a sudden there's this frantic, you know, sort of burst of activity to try and figure out what happens next, or someone maybe gets sent to hospital, you know, when that's not necessarily what they wanted or what's best for them.
Absolutely.
It seems to me that having this focus on the planning part of it, and particularly at the nurse practitioner role, adds so much value in terms of, you know, efficiency and helping people understand the process, but overall, more importantly, the quality of the end of life residents.
NPs are well positioned to help residents and families navigate their life limiting illness at the outset. We have the knowledge and skill set to provide their primary medical care, their maintenance therapies, and the treatment of chronic illness flare-ups or exacerbations, we call them. I think the value add is that we can also integrate this approach and philosophy throughout the continuum of care, all the things that we've been talking about, providing knowledge and providing education and role modeling, team support, resident self-advocacy, and empowerment for decision-making that fits within their own defined goals of care. What this is going to do is it's going to decrease their stress. It's going to increase their satisfaction. And it's going to reduce costly transfers to the hospital in the later stages of their illness when they have a better understanding of, I know what's happening right now.
What would be the most important ask that you would have of the government right now?
The most important ask would be to integrate the NP role into long-term care and continue. I know they do have a focus on that, but continue to do that. And not just integrate the role, but keep it sustainable. Fund it properly and keep it sustainable so that we have the resources and the support that we need to do this job well. Mm. And that means continuing to put the right resources into long-term care in general.
Thank you for speaking with me today. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
You've been listening to the Strengthening a Palliative Approach in Long-Term Care podcast. For more information about our project, visit spaltc.ca.